Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. Activist and blogger Mike Rogers reports that South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Andre Bauer has sex with men, despite his conservative pro-religious wrong stance. Why should a lieutenant governor matter? Because he will replace Governor Mark Sanford if that governor resigns or is impeached, very possible since the governor is currently dealing with that Latin American sex scandal of his own. Bauer has no voting record for or against gay issues, but then again, few gay bills make it to South Carolina's floor. The last one, on hate crimes, died in committee while Bauer was in the state Senate. In the comments section to his post, Rogers says he has spoken about marriage, and in a letter endorsing then-Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee in last year's Republican primaries, cited the protection of traditional marriage as one of the reasons to elect Huckabee. Pope Benedict XVI has accepted the early retirement of a U.S. bishop who has denounced nuns for sponsoring lectures by gay rights advocates and directed priests to deny communion to abortion backers. The brief announcement, keeping to Vatican tradition, did not say why the staunchly homophobic Monsignor Joseph Martino, 63, Bishop of Scranton, Pennsylvania, quit. He took up the post in 2003. Under canon law, which contains the rules of the Catholic Church, bishops are expected to offer their resignation when they turn 75, but the Pope occasionally asks bishops to stay on beyond that age. The Vatican said that Benedict had accepted the resignation under a provision of canon law in which a bishop, due to illness or some other grave reason, has become unsuited to carry out his duties, in which case the bishop is earnestly requested to offer his resignation from office. That resignation came as no surprise. A local newspaper reported last week that workers removed furniture from Martino's residence in Scranton. The Pope also accepted the resignation of Scranton's auxiliary bishop, John Doherty, for reasons of age. And mixing politics with marketing is always fraught with peril, but that did not stop Ben & Jerry's from temporarily changing the name of its Chubby Hubby ice cream to Hubby Hubby in honor of gay marriage becoming legal on Tuesday in Vermont, home of the ice cream maker. The rebranded ice cream will not be widely distributed, but will be handed out from a truck decked out in a wedding theme and sold in sundae form in the company's 6 Vermont stores. Outfront at baronofarizona@gmail.com. I'm King David McKenzie.